CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
The main points. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, has opened a consulate general in Guangzhou in the People's Republic of China. Four Cameroonian sambo athletes will be on the mat for their different fights at the 2024 World Sambo Championship that begins in Kazakhstan today. Cameroon now has a consulate general in Guangzhou in the People's Republic of China. A presidential decree opening the consulate general in Guangzhou yesterday stipulates that under the jurisdiction of the Cameroon Embassy in the People's Republic of China, it covers the Chinese provinces of Guangdong, Hunan, Jiangxi, and Fujian. A delegation of Italian contractors with representatives in Cameroon and other African countries has reaffirmed their commitment to making significant investments in the areas of road construction and rehabilitation. The delegation, led by the Italian ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Filippo Del Mugo, expressed their interest during a meeting with the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ganunjumesi, already involved in substantial infrastructure projects in Cameroon. The delegation received encouragement from Minister Emmanuel Ganunjumesi to establish additional offices if necessary to gain a deeper understanding of key areas for investment. In the following interview, the ambassador, Filippo Del Mugo, provides further insights into the discussions the delegation had with the Minister of Public Works. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
There is a big demand of new ways capable for transportation of people, of goods. And in the case of Cameroon, there is not only a need, but there is also a strong friendship, also an history of partnership and cooperation. It is enough to think that this very friendly welcome that our company received depends also from the good reputation. There are already some companies that has a base here, and if the interest will become operational, they will also have a base here. On the same time, the embassy is to this extent a channel toward them to forward opportunity.
Meanwhile, the new resident representative of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Cameroon says she will work to improve on the well-being of refugees in Cameroon, as well as reinforce the relationship between refugees and their host communities. Yvette Muhimpundu was speaking shortly after visiting Nigerian refugees at the Minawawo camp in the Mayotanaga division of the Far North region. Emos Enonyaket Agbo completes that story from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
The maiden visit of Yvette Muhimpundu, UNHCR resident representative in Cameroon, shortly after taking office, took her to the Minawawo refugee camp where for over 10 years, thousands of Nigerians who fled from Boko Haram atrocities have been living in security with their host community. The visit provided an opportunity for her to be abreast with the daily realities of the refugees. To the UNHCR senior official, she was full of praises to the Cameroonian government for just not accepting to host the refugees, but also to provide them with farmlands so as to render the refugees autonomous to improve the refugees' daily lives. Mrs. Muhimpundu announced that her priorities would include access to basic social services, in particular health and nutrition, sectors that are crucial to the well-being of this population, as a sign of solidarity and to meet the immediate needs of the refugees. At harvest time, she handed over 5 tricycles to facilitate the transportation of their crops, thereby contributing to their autonomy and improving their living conditions. Minawawo, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CRTV News.
an ultra-modern center to boost research in the climate and environmental fields in Cameroon is in the pipeline in view of stepping up local production thanks to the Cameroon-French Development Partnership. The Minister of Scientific Research and Innovation, Dr. Madeleine Chouinti, yesterday granted an audience to the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand, the country director of the French Development Agency, AFD, Virginie Dago, to reinforce mobilization for a quick start of the close to $2.5 billion project. Vanessa Woodnans-Namu reports.
The center that will comprise of well-equipped laboratories, offices, and residence for researchers will cost some 3.8 million euros, which is close to 2.5 billion CFA, to the French Development Agency, known as the AFD, through its Debt Reduction Development Program, the C2D. Discussions during the audience in Yaoundé centered on finalizing feasibility studies and accelerate mobilization of financial and material resources for a speedy start of construction works. It is hoped that results gotten from research activities in the future ultra-modern center will immensely contribute to minimizing the impacts of atmospheric conditions on humans and their activities in Cameroon, among which frequent floods, acute droughts, and landslides, as well as environmental hazards like air and water pollution, pesticides, and chemicals for greater yields in production. This project, which will soon touch the Cameroonian soil, is a proof of the French government's commitment to support the country's sustainable development goals.
CRTV News. In sports, four Cameroonian Sambo athletes will be on the mat this Friday for their different fights at the 2024 World Sambo Championship that effectively begins today in Astana, Kazakhstan. Athletes from over 30 countries around the world have already converged on Kazakhstani capital Astana to begin competing for medals in 31 different categories. For updates, let's connect with CRTV's envoy to the 49th World Sambo Championship, Ben Collins Nye Beriwo. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Yaoundé, and welcome to Astana, where the 2024 World Sambo Championship is about to begin, precisely at the Zak Silik Ushkempirov Martial Arts Palace. After breakfast at 6:30 a.m. local time, 2:30 a.m. in Cameroon, the team is already at the competition's venue. The physiotherapist of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Peter Mbwaye, says the four athletes to begin competing today are all in top shape.
Yes, Ben, good morning. All our athletes passing today, the four of them are in very good shape. We spent most of our time this morning together to talk with them and to make sure that no problem, they don't have any psychological problem. Right now, the competition is just about to begin. Four of them are to pass today. Three are Afghan champions in their various categories. All of them are promising us medals. So by the end of this day, we hope that we'll be singing our normal traditional Afghan songs.
As you heard from Peter Mbwaye, apart from three times Cameroon champion Kamsu Gladys in the plus 80 kilograms category, the other three, Ongeni Timi Marie Victorine, Tombu Mofo Julien, and Bala Lionel, are all African champions.
Thanks, Ben Collins Nye Beriwo. We end the news with our regular political write-up with Albert Njiembonde, who comes back to President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary in power and comments that it is a deep moment to reflect on the state of the country. Albert?
Be it November 6, 1982 as the constitutional successor or November 6, 2018 as the freshly re-elected president of Cameroon, President Paul Biya vowed to guarantee the well-being of Cameroonians, safeguard the territorial integrity of the state, and the unity of the nation. An oath-taking ritual before parliament representing the life forces of Cameroon was symbolically a commitment Cameroonians were taking to help him achieve his ambitions. As November 6 is being commemorated by some and celebrated by others, it avails the country with a singular opportunity to enter into a profound reflection on whether we have helped the president achieve his goals, surmount the obstacles, and move the country forward by ensuring a better life for all Cameroonians, if not a majority of them. November 6 is therefore the moment to celebrate the progress made, notably in ensuring political stability, economic resilience, and social cohesion. But in a country where moral delinquency is on the rise, where political divides are tearing citizens apart, and where there are still inadequacies in the provision of basic amenities, and when corruption is still thriving despite visible efforts made, it is a call to duty to each and everyone to help President Paul Biya meet up with the hopes and aspirations of Cameroonians. This can only be possible if we think the country first and put general interest above individual considerations.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news.